On Tuesday, OpenAI's escaped agent was the scandal of the week. By Thursday night, Anthropic had gone back through 141,000 of its own test runs and found three break-ins nobody had noticed, including two companies that had no idea until Anthropic phoned them. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of July 31st, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, two threads carry this week, and neither one is manufactured. The first is containment, what happened when two of the three most capable labs on Earth discovered their test environments weren't actually sealed. The second is efficiency. Inference got dramatically cheaper this week, while the infrastructure underneath it got dramatically more expensive. Those two things happening at once is the whole story of the second half.
Let's get into it. Story of the week. Aaron, Thursday night, Anthropic publishes an internal audit. Walk us through it.
They reviewed 141,006 cybersecurity evaluation runs and found three separate incidents where Claude models reached the open internet from what was supposed to be an isolated test environment and compromised real organizations. And the trigger matters as much as the finding. OpenAI disclosed its own agent escape on July 21st. Anthropic started reading transcripts on the 23rd, halted all cyber evaluations that same day, had all three incidents identified by the 24th, and notified the affected companies on the 27th. Two of the three didn't know anything had happened.
What actually went wrong?
Something mundane, which is why it's instructive. The evaluation prompt told Claude it had no internet access. The infrastructure at their evaluation partner, a firm called Irregular, had unintended live connectivity. Neither side knew. So the models are running capture the flag exercises against a fictional company name, and they go looking for the target and find a real one. Claude Opus 4.7 spent four runs against a real company whose domain happened to match the fictional scenario. Exploited weak passwords, extracted credentials, pulled several hundred rows out of a production database.
Did it know?
That's the uncomfortable part. It's the one case of the three that recognized the systems were real and kept going anyway, reasoning that the real company must have been deliberately included in the exercise. The second case is stranger. Claude Mythos 5 found setup instructions referencing a Python package that didn't exist. So it wrote malicious code, published it to the real Python package index under that name, and it sat there about an hour and got downloaded onto 15 real machines, including a security firm scanner whose credentials Claude then exfiltrated.
It published a real package to a real registry.
And it knew that was an attack. It said so in its reasoning, and then talked itself back into believing it was in a simulation, partly because of unrecognized certificate authorities, partly because the system clock said 2026 and that felt implausible to it. The third case, an unnamed internal research model, couldn't find its fictional target, so it scanned about 9,000 internet hosts, got into one exposed application via SQL injection, and then worked out the host was real and unrelated and stopped on its own.
How is Anthropic framing this?
Carefully, and I'd quote them rather than editorialize past it. They call it, quote, closer to a harness and operational failure than a model alignment failure, distinguishing it from OpenAI's case where a model found a genuine zero-day to break out. Fair. But they also note these models ran without the classifiers and monitoring deployed on generally available Claude. That's standard for capability testing. It also means the safety stack customers rely on was switched off. Remediation is five items: production-grade security on evaluation infrastructure, continuous transcript monitoring, vendor assurance, explicit in-scope and out-of-scope systems and prompts, and bringing METR in for independent transcript review.
So what changed between Monday and Friday?
Everything about how you read it. Monday, Hugging Face published the forensic timeline of the OpenAI intrusion. We went deep on that on AI in 15 midweek. 17,600 recovered attacker actions, 4.5 days, 181 attempted VPN enrollments. Also, an agent could steal the answer key to the benchmark it was being graded on. That read as one lab's bad week. Anthropic's audit turns it into a category. And Bennett, here's the thing I keep circling. Anthropic deserves genuine credit for auditing this and publishing it. But the mechanism that produced the disclosure was a competitor's embarrassment. Not a regulator, not a standard, not an audit requirement. Nobody knows how many labs haven't checked, because nothing obliges them to.
The question isn't whether the models are dangerous.
It's whether anyone actually knows what their evaluation harness is plugged into.
The weak in AI. Start with the price cut, because the reason behind it is more interesting than the number.
Effective Thursday, OpenAI dropped GPT 5.6 Luna by 80%, to roughly 20 cents per million input tokens, $1.20 output, and Terra by 20%. Their claim is Luna delivers what was frontier-class performance a year ago at about 6 cents on the dollar per task. But the reason they can is the story. They pointed GPT 5.6 Sol through Codex at their own production serving stack. Sol rewrote the production GPU kernels, the low-level code doing the actual matrix math, and OpenAI says that cut end-to-end serving costs 20%. Then Sol redesigned its own speculative decoding draft model, ran hundreds of architecture experiments, launched and monitored the training runs, intervened on its own when hardware failed. 15% better token generation efficiency.
Caveats.
Two, and they matter. Every one of those figures is OpenAI's own, no external audit. And the headline comparison they want remembered, Sol beating Claude Fable 5 while using 54% fewer output tokens, that's Sol at maximum reasoning effort, not the default setting most developers actually call. There's also a wrinkle cutting the other way. OpenAI reset usage limits for all ChatGPT work and Codex users this week after complaints that Sol was burning through them faster than expected. They conceded they'd watched median users before launch and missed the heavy tail.
So where does this leave the market?
On a different axis than it was on a month ago. Musk is pre-selling Grok 4.6 for around August 7th, closing his pitch on token efficiency. Opus 5 shipped at flat pricing with roughly half Fable's cost per task. Kimi K3 landed at 3 and 15. The question stopped being whose model is smartest and became who can serve intelligence cheapest. And OpenAI just demonstrated the answer might be the model itself. That's the part that compounds. If the cheapest way to serve a frontier model is to let the frontier model optimize the serving, efficiency stops being a procurement decision and becomes a model capability.
Next, a post-quantum cryptography candidate got pulled from NIST standardization because an AI found a flaw in the mathematics.
Claude Mythos Preview, Anthropic's unreleased model, found a genuine structural weakness in Hawk, a lattice-based signature scheme that had reached round 3 of NIST's process. Not an implementation bug, a hidden symmetry in the lattice that effectively halves the scheme's security. For Hawk, 256, expected key recovery cost drops from about 2 to the 64th operations down to 2 to the 38th. Researchers demonstrated it, recovered a signing equivalent key in a few hours on one server. 60 hours of semi-autonomous model time, about $100,000 in API credits, supervised by one researcher who isn't a lattice specialist. Hawk had survived roughly 2 years of open expert review. On July 29th, the Hawk team formally withdrew it.
Is anything people actually use broken?
No, and say that plainly. Hawk was never deployed. Full AES is untouched. But a standards body removed a candidate algorithm because of an AI's mathematical work, and that's a first. Matthew Green's read is the quotable one. Anyone still calling these systems glorified autocomplete needs to update.
What's the number you'd have people hold on to?
The verification asymmetry. 60 hours of machine time produced a result Anthropic's own cryptographers needed about a month to confirm. And that ratio showed up 3 more times this week. OpenAI's field report on scientific software, where one maintainer checks over 900 plots by eye before every release. Hugging Face reconstructing 17,000 agent actions by hand. Anthropic reading 141,000 transcripts to find 3 incidents. Generation got cheap. Verification didn't, and it's still human.
DeepMind shipped Gemini Robotics 2.
3 models Thursday. The headline is whole body control. Last year's model only drove a robot's upper body, this one plans torso to legs, so a machine walks across a room, crouches to pick something off the floor, reaches a shelf, carries a multi-step chore through. And the numbers are refreshingly honest about where this is. Unscrewing a light bulb, 92%. Tying a trash bag, 44. Using a dustpan, 32. Picking objects off the floor, 46.
So not a household robot.
Not close. 2 genuinely new things though. Multi-robot handoff. a humanoid good on uneven terrain passing a task to a different robot that's better at precise indoor manipulation, with shared understanding across different bodies. And the on-device model adapts to a new robot in hours from fewer than 200 examples. The sharpest comment I saw argued the bottleneck isn't intelligence at all, it's actuators. Nobody's meaningfully improved robotic actuators since Asimo. And the timing detail worth noting. This lands the same week the FCC added Chinese humanoid and quadruped robots to its covered list, which hits Unitree, holder of nearly a fifth of the global humanoid market. The software layer is advancing in American labs while the cheap hardware layer gets walled off. Those two facts collide eventually.
Open weights. Kimi K3, and a deadline tomorrow.
Moonshot released K3's weights Monday and, more consequentially, the technical report alongside them. 2.8 trillion parameters, about 104 billion active per token, million token context. Third on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, behind only Fable 5 and Seoul. Six of the seven largest open flagships now come from Chinese labs. Nathan Lambert's framing is the right one. Weights let you run the model, the recipe lets you build the next one. Techniques that used to sit inside frontier labs for a year are now written down in working detail and published within weeks.
And the politics hardened around it.
Jensen Huang's first ever post on X promoted an open weights letter. Signatories doubled to about 50 inside a day. Microsoft, Meta, OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, and Amazon didn't sign. Anthropic published its own position Monday, opening with a flat denial that it ever advocated banning open models, but rejecting the premise that openness is automatically safer. It drew over 1,000 points on Hacker News, much of it hostile, with regulatory capture the recurring accusation. And all of it runs into tomorrow, August 1st, the deadline under June's executive order for NSA, CISA, and Treasury to stand up a classified benchmarking process designating covered frontier models, with the NSA director holding sole designation authority.
Classified criteria.
Which means we may hit the deadline and still not know where the line is. And the question of whether open models get treated differently was arguably answered in practice on Monday, when 2.8 trillion parameters went up for download and became impossible to recall.
Briefly, more than 1,100 Frontier Lab employees signed a letter asking Washington for a brake pedal.
Pacing the frontier, Dario Amodei, OpenAI's chief scientist Jakub Pachacki, Jack Clark, DeepMind's Anka Dragan, Meta's chief AI scientist. OpenAI and Anthropic endorsed as companies within hours. One ask, that the U.S. support an international effort to build the tools needed to deliberately pace automated AI development. What it omits is the story. No threshold, no trigger, no definition of pacing, and no company committing to slow down alone.
So what's actually being requested?
Zvi Moshowitz's read is the accurate one. They're asking for the ability to pace, not for pacing, which is a request for a measuring instrument. And after this week, measuring instruments look like the scarce thing. The people with the most to lose from a slowdown are asking for one, from outside their own companies. That's a tacit admission that competitive pressure inside them is unanswerable.
Security, quickly, a self-propagating worm in Word.
A Norwegian data scientist disclosed what looks like the first public demonstration of document-borne AI worm self-propagation through normal workflows in mainstream commercial software. Malicious instructions hidden in a Word document, white-on-white text. Enter Copilot's context when the document is used as source material. Copilot then silently alters documents it drafts and copies the instructions into the new files, which become carriers. No macro, no executable. Just text the model reads as instruction rather than data. He's been working with Microsoft since March. Multiple Copilot updates later, it persists. Simon Willison's reaction was two words. Oh no.
Why isn't it patched?
Because it isn't a patch problem. Antivirus scans for code. This is semantics. 144 days and several updates without a fix is a statement about the architecture. Separately, Amazon attributed 4 NPM supply chain compromises, including Axios, over 100 million weekly downloads, to a North Korean crew at medium confidence. The access route was social engineering of maintainers, not a technical exploit. And the hard part of that campaign was never the malware, it was making the contributions look human. That's exactly the capability that got cheap this year.
Aaron, the big picture.
Two things and their intention. Inference got dramatically cheaper this week. Luna down 80%. Opus holding price while having cost per task. Kimi undercutting everyone. And simultaneously, the people building the substrate raised spending again and got punished for it. Meta. Revenue up 28%. And free cash flow down 91%. From $8.5 billion to $784 million. Capex guidance up to $130 to $145 billion. Amazon raised 2026 Capex to about $220 billion, citing memory costs. Microsoft spent $37.5 billion in a single quarter. Aggregate committed Capex across the Big Five is now somewhere between $660 and $725 billion, roughly double last year.
Who's holding the risk?
Increasingly, not the tech balance sheets, and that's the answer worth naming. Meta handed 80% of a $14 billion El Paso data center to BlackRock. NVIDIA is reportedly weighing a $250 billion financing guarantee so OpenAI can lease a 10 gigawatt campus. Google has done the same for Anthropic. The Capex is moving onto Wall Street's books through leases, bonds, and credit wrappers. That's what record demand looks like when the customer isn't investment grade. And notice the split the market priced. Amazon and Microsoft have visible AI revenue lines to point at $25 billion and $37 billion run rates. Meta has engagement metrics and a Wall Street Journal op-ed about personal superintelligence, published one day before that cash flow number hit the wires.
What are you watching next week?
Tomorrow's deadline, and whether the frontier model criteria are legible to anyone outside a SCIF. Grok 4.6 around August 7th. And whether any other NIST post-quantum candidate gets pointed at a model, now that Hawk's team has shown what the answer can look like. If I had to leave one line, the lab spent this week proving they can generate faster than anyone can check. The thing nobody has shipped is the checking.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.